And we are back, man. Welcome to the second rendition, bro. I got the brothers. I got two of the most explosive offensive weapons on Hawaii's campus sitting right next to me, man. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of surreal, man. I got Himothy himself, Dior Scott Walker. And I got right out of Philly. I'm talking about Philly's finest. You know what I'm got DP, man. Straight got that boy Dietrich in the building, man. Introduce yourself, man. Bro.
You want to go first?
Dietrich Parson, man. Straight from Philly. Senior. I'm out here, man. That's ball.
Senior, my God. I don't know. My name is Dior Scott. From the Bay Area, really from Antioch. Well, I'm a technically, but in the class field, in the class, I'm a senior, but I got two more years. So, man, I'm really excited, really ball this year. Bro. I ain't going to lie.
Bro, I'm excited, bro. I can't wait for us to get out on the field, bro. I really just go stupid, go crazy, nigga. Cause, bro, this one's just gonna be a fun one, bro. Like, fuck, just jumping into it, bro. Like, I know, like, there was a whole bunch of craziness that went on, bro, with Coach Graham and all the everybody jumping ship and everything. But I just want to know just from one of our two best players here, bro. Like, what chose y'all to stay, bro?
Honestly, what chose us to stay was the family aspect of it. I mean, I did it with him here. I done had plenty of coaches that was like that before. I grew up with coaches like that, so it wasn't really no surprise to me of how he was. I mean, I didn't have no problem with him, but I had a problem with how he handled certain situations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was big. It was no point really for me to go nowhere. I didn't establish myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't establish what I'm doing. I didn't made the name. So I was good regardless whether he was here or gone. Because my dreams and my goals were going to come true regardless. So,
true,
I'm straight.
Amen. Amen on that.
Man, you know why I stay? It's just business stuff. Like, from, like, a business point of it, it's like, man, I had no film.
I feel you.
Like, yeah, I got a scholarship, stuff like that. But it was low-key kind of dumb for me to really, hey, I'm finna go on the transport and see what I'm doing. Now, I'm just stuck with, what, 100,000 players trying to get another D1 scholarship. So, it's like, man, why would I jump ship when I got everything I wanted? Like when my coach, my old JUCO coach said, the grass ain't green on the other side sometimes.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
And then also things like, man, like the whole brotherhood, family aspect. I feel like once it was all said and done, once the dust settled, that made us even stronger. So I was like, man, why would I leave this?
I feel you on that, bro. But even though you Dior Scott Walker, bro, you got the Netflix there. Man. You had the thing entitled to your name, so like. You knew people was going to be interested, but you still stayed, bro.
I think that was big what he said was, like, he ain't had no film. Like, because I know a lot of people that made that mistake of just running right into the transfer portal off of emotion.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, instead of making it a business decision, like he said, seen a lot of people just act off of emotion. And when you act off of emotion, bad things usually happen.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, what we got to understand, like, yeah, like, we want to be treated, like, we want to be treated with respect. We want to treat like grown men. But at the end of the day, this is all a business.
Yeah,
like, you're really an investment. So
Facts.
If you go and just waste that investment just because off of an impulse decision, like, did you really want it to begin with? Like, I understand, like, how people feel, like, for emotionally. Sure. It was like, hey, like, you can't do this. I respect that. But for some of us, this was our only shot. So why throw that away just because of what the next man did?
Especially a lot of people out here is different. Like, the culture real different. It's real family-oriented out here. So I think when he came in here, he didn't implement that family orientation from his side, you know, and that hurted a lot of people on his team because that's how they grew up. And just being out here, you could just tell, like, it's just a family vibe everywhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's way herb. The people way nicer than the people where I'm from, just off of the culture standpoint. So I think he didn't embrace the culture, and you see Timmy coming here and really, because he's been here and he embraced the culture, and you see how different it is and how the people feel treated out here. So I think that's just a big aspect that if you come in here, you need to know what you're getting into.
That's what I like. I think, like, the brotherhood stuff, instead of us saying brotherhood, because that's where we're used to the mainland, brotherhood. Having that brotherhood, it's okay, like, let's jump the ship with this. Let's embrace all that culture and stuff like that. So, like, stuff like little stuff like that people don't see. It's like, we're doing it for me to nod. Like, this is for real.
Yeah.
This is for real. So it's like, man, I really just can't wait.
Yeah, we practicing what we preaching for sure.
No, for surely, bro, because, like, both of y'all, bro, y'all both stand-ups, bro, ever since I met y'all, bro. Like, Dietrich, ever since I met you, bro, you just came in and just worked. DP was, like, Everybody talking about who gonna do this, who gonna do this, but DP was just always like, bro, like, I know what I bring to the table. I'm real moving real militant, like, bro, and I always just saw that and I respected that. And this dude, bro, I remember his first day here like it was yesterday, because I asked him, I said, hey, bro, you had went to Laney, right? He was like, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you was on The Last Chance, you a little bit? He was like, yeah, bro, you know, I got a couple little scenes or something like that. I'm talking about, bro, that poster come out 2 weeks later, bro. I'm seeing bro on the cover of Netflix like this.
No, I know a lot of people be probably wondering, like, when they see, like, me and Dior together, like, how we became friends, like, you know, like, stuff like that, but I think it really happened real genuine, though, like, how it happened, because, like, when I first came, the whole group that we had was just, we had a crazy group. We had a crazy group, but it's crazy, because I didn't even, like, at first, I didn't even live with Dior, though. Like, we didn't even live together at first. So what happened was, when I first got here, I was supposed to move into the apartment building, you know, across the street, and it ended up, like, having roaches in there.
Oh, no. Nah.
So I had to leave out of there, then I ended up going to a different spot.
Yeah.
Then it was roaches in there. So I ended up leaving there, too, and then I ended up going to the house. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to the house. I was just going to stay there for a few days,
yeah.
Just until I found, like, a different place to stay,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Jared and Nick, all those guys, they just open arms with me, bro, and it just was like, it was family, you know. I never really had that, you know, like, in college, like, yeah. Just somebody just to open arms to me, like, bro, you can stay here as long as you need to, you feel yeah. me, like, and I'm just like, all right, bet, like, I just bring what I can bring to the table, like, chip in here, chip in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Dior was like, bro, you good up here, like, you straight, bro,
yeah,
like, you good,
yeah,
and, like, room chilling, just
cooling together, like, and that's how we really just built that bond together, like, it wasn't really, like, no, like, oh my God, Dior Scott.
Yeah.
The first thing I said to him was like, bro, why you was on there dropping passes, bro?
Yeah. Hey,
man, why you on there? I said, bro, why you on there dropping passes, dog? Yeah. But nah, you could just connect to him, like, for real, cause, like, just seeing, like, we gonna get more into, like, our each other's story and stuff like that. Yeah. But you know, you could just see, like, his story and mine is really alike. You know what sure, I mean? Bro. So it was like our connection was just real genuine, and I got a lot of friends that's. You could, like, people could consider, like, famous or whatever, but mm-hmm. a lot of those connections don't really stem from social media, you know, like, at the end of the day, we people, so
yeah.
we really connected on that level, and we really became real tight. That's why I say me and my brother's like,
people don't understand, bro, yeah. where this came from, bro. It's like, I can't even say it right now, but oh my God, that was the funniest stuff that happened, bro.
No, bro, you can drop the gym on the podcast. No,
we
bro.
Can't answer that.
We can't drop that gym.
You can't say that.
All right, brother. What was the biggest learning curve you would probably say, like, coming to Hawaii out here, bro? Because I know for me personally, like, the first time I ever came out here, bro, like, I'm from Arizona, bro. Like, and you know, black people, you know, we get ashy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to put the lotion on, bro. Yeah. I'm talking about the first week out here, I'm sweating off all my lotion, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. And ain't nobody told me about that, bro. And I was like, bro, like, my whole life, my whole routine is got out the shower, put lotion on.
Lotion.
I'm talking about, I'm walking to class, I'm glistening, I'm looking like a... I don't even know, boy. I'm looking like a runaway Blaine slave, donut. Boy. Blaine donut, man. It looked bad, bro. But what was one of the things that y'all learned coming to the island?
Man, I think for me, the thing I learned, like, the most is, like, the different pace that is out here. Like,
yeah.
you know, coming from the Bay Area especially, everything's fast-paced. You get mm-hmm. it, like, get it how you live in. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not making the time, oh, yeah, we gone.
Mm-hmm.
Type stuff. So coming here and everything was so, like, slow-paced, like a cold culture shock. So... Mm-hmm. You'd be like, well, calm down and stuff like that. I call my mom, like, man, I don't know this for me. Like, I was really, bro, like, to,
yeah.
like the second, third month, I'm crying to my mom. I'm like, mom, like, I don't know if I can really do this. Like,
yeah.
I can't change. She was like,
yeah.
man, let's enjoy the little moments. Like, God put you here for a reason. So really embrace all this, best all this in, and, like, enjoy it. So for me, like, really taking time to really enjoy the slow pace and really enjoy the culture shock of it. That's what made me adjust to Hawaii even more, to be honest.
I feel that.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was the slow pace, too. It was like, bro, I got in an Uber because when I first came out here, my mom and my sister came with me.
Yeah.
So we driving in an Uber, and he really doing the speed limit at like 20. I'm like, bro, what's going on, bro? I'm like, bro, I'm looking at like, bro, I got somewhere to go, bro. Like, what's up, bro? Like, come on. Like, he was really going the speed limit. Like, and then he was listening to their music out here. You know, their cultural music out here. I was like,
you know,
because I'm not used to that type of stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not used to that type of stuff. So we driving slow, listening to the music. I'm like, bro, I can't be going this slow everywhere, dog. I'm like, I gotta get my own stuff because I can't be out here going this slow. And then like, also the people was nice. You feel me? Speaking to me and stuff. Like, where I'm from, everybody mean mug each other. Like, don't nobody say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't speak. Like, you walk past a group of people, bro, you keep your eyes straight. You don't make eye contact with nobody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That started a lot of trouble where I'm from. So that was the biggest thing, just people speaking to me out here. And bro, I was about to leave too. Like, I'm like, I'm calling my mom because they were in a road situation. I'm like, mom, I'm about to leave right now. Like, I'm about to call my flight. She like, baby, whatever decision you make, I'm going to support. I'm like, bro, I'm about to leave. But I'm like, I really got a family back home that I really got to take care of at the end of the day. So I can't just make no emotional decision like that.
I feel you, bro. That's real big, bro, because I'm not going to lie. Shoot, I was the same way. I almost hopped in the left, hopped in the portal too, bro. I couldn't get with it, bro. Like, I just couldn't just get with, like, at least for me, because I didn't go to a big-time high school. I didn't go do to none of that, bro. So I went to, like, literally, I played my senior year, bro. It was like a road to glory type. Like, I'm talking about, I'm just taking it week by week. I got my first D1 offer, fifth game of the season. Bro, it was that, like, it was nice. Crazy. It was, like, it was crazy love. But, like, I just couldn't get used to, like, the demand, bro. Like, I'm talking about just being somewhere on time, just on top of me every day. And I'm just like, bro, like, I don't know if I can do this, bro. And like, you really find out that first fall camp, if you love football, bro. The first fall camp, bro.
I tell people all the time, bro. You find out what you really love, you go through camp, bro.
No, boy, because like, it's just like, just putting like, just priorities and just the way you just set up your day. Because, you know, football take up a majority of your day and you're sitting over there, bro. And if you don't know how to decompress that and actually sit back, call your peoples, bro, and just decompress, bro. It'll eat you alive.
It will eat you alive.
Doing something from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep.
Yeah, like, legitly.
Legit, bro. And you trying to find time throughout the day, like, bro, can I at least get a net 5 minutes at? Like, come on, something. Like something. You know what I'm saying? Because we really doing stuff all day, and it's like, it's a mental thing, too. It's a mental aspect of this football stuff. It's not just physical. You know what I mean? So, like, that really touches your mental, and if you really love this, like, you got to get through that cat.
On top of that, you got to worry about your school stuff, too. Like, you got to find a way to at least put an hour or two in just for your school stuff. You're like, okay, I'm free now. Oh, hold on, bro. I got a 4 to 6 page paper I got to do within 2 days. It's like, man, it's like, you got to really plan out your whole week.
Yeah.
It's not even day to day no more. Like, you got to plan out what your whole week is going to be based on what type of week is going to be, like a heavy week where you got like a couple papers you got to do, or like a light week is like, man, like went to assignment stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest change, to be honest.
Yeah, bro.
You got an offer in high school, though?
No, I got offer straight out of high school. Man, I think I ended my senior year. I think I had like 8-9 offers. It was crazy because I was a basketball kid the whole time, bro. Like, literally, like, my coach told me, like, I was in my junior year, I was in the locker room crying. We had just lost in states. I'm sitting over there. I'm like, bro, I just put all my eggs in this basket, bro. Like, sophomore year, I played football. I got a concussion. My mom was like, nah, you're not playing football no more. Like, my mom wasn't having it. And then I'm sitting over there. I'm like, all right, bro, what am I going to do? The football coach walk in. He's like, Micah, like, I told you this when you was a sophomore. Like, you can go to any college that you want to. Like, you want to go to work or what's up? And I was like, coach, I ain't got no choice. So, literally, from that day till, like, senior year, freshman, I'm talking about waking up 6 o'clock, hop on a bus. I'm getting to the crib 9:30, 10 o'clock every night. I'm talking about, I'm going to 2 cities over. I'm taking buses for an hour and a half to go get to work with this dude named Scott Peters. You know, shout out Scott Peters, the O-line coach for the Cleveland Browns right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, bro. But he was just getting me right, bro. And he told me, he was like, bro, like, Mike, you can do whatever you want, bro. You got the tools, you got the skills, just keep working. And I was just working. And people be like, oh, like, hopefully, like, it'll be like that for me my senior year. But, like, usually, bro, like, I put in that work, bro. Like, usually, like, basketball, I'm trying to tell you, like, I love basketball. It was my first love, bro. Like, before I started getting this weight, bro, I'm trying to tell you, I used to be 220. I used to be mobile, bro. People was like, Micah, you move pretty good. I'm like, bro, y'all don't even know the half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I just stayed working and just stayed patient, bro.
God got me through. Hey, man, so I know back when I was a skinny boy, you know, I used to be over there going 7-on-7. You know, if you was 1-on-1 with an open, you in the open field, you got a 1-on-1. You feel me? What's your go-to move that you finna break bro off with?
Like, it's like 7-on-7. Like,
I'm talking about we in the game. I'm talking about it's Vanderbilt first game of the season.
Open field, I got the ball in my hands.
Yeah, what you gonna hit him with?
Oh my god,
I already know I'm gonna spin. Everybody know I'm gonna spin. Everybody know I'm gonna spin, bro. But nah, you gotta set it up though. Like, I don't just spin or rip. Like, I set it up. Like, I watch defenses, bro. Like, a lot of people don't really know. Like, they just think success just happened. But like, I really watch film. I really understand defenses. I really understand players. Yeah. So you gotta understand how some people tackle, some people aggressive, some people not. So when you get to a lot of aggressive defensive players and they just come straight downhill, you can use that against them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when you got a lot of patient people, the spin may not work because they're gonna sit there and be patient. So what you gotta do first is you gotta run somebody over. Like, you gotta set the tone. Like, if he's patient, you gotta set the tone and really run him over. And then, next time he gonna come with his head down. You go one step, spin. Feel me? So you gotta really set it up. You gotta really, you gotta watch Barry Sanders. Like,
I feel you. Hey, bro, DJ, hey DP, he ran some. I'm gonna put a clip on YouTube if you're watching this on YouTube, and make sure you tap in with the YouTube, man. You know, Big Mike, B-I-G. M-I-K, you know what I'm saying, podcast people. But I'm going to put it on the list. The thing, DP spin is stupid, I'm not going to lie.
Man. For me, it's, I'm all, like, off of, like, reaction.
Okay.
So I'm, like, I'm more like a counterpunch type dude. Mm-hmm. So whatever that dude do, last second, I'm going to get through. So, you know, one stick, two stick, something like that. I'm really, like, finesse guy. Okay. Like, if I have to, like, put down my pads, you're going to get this work. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just really, like, one, two, get, like, I'm trying to finesse you.
Yeah, you don't want him
in front of everybody.
You.
Get off me. I'm trying to get going.
Like, I get going. Like, when I hear the crowd, like, I'm an entertainer, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm like, this entertainment for real. Like, you feel me? Like, that's why you can branch off and do stuff like this, because you're an entertainer at the end of the day. So, I really like to hear the crowd. Like, I like to hear the oohs and ahs. Like, I like to hear people scream my name. Like, you feel me? Like, I like that type of stuff. Like, I like to put on a show. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, I like people watching me work out, like, stuff like that. Cause
you do?
Yeah, because I've been doing it since a kid. Like, everybody always been watching me since a kid, bro. So, it's like, that just become my nature. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying, like, while I'm working out outside, like, by myself or something, but I'm just saying, like, you know, before the game, it's cameras and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, before the game. Yeah, yeah, like that. Like,
you feel like you feel like you deserve that type of stuff when you put in work. You feel me?
For sure.
Like, you deserve that, you know? So, like, you don't put in all that work to not show it. You feel me? So, we work so hard, you're going to want to put on a show.
Man, something about just, like, man, you running down the sideline. You hear people like screaming. That's gonna make it go even faster, man. Like,
for real, it's motivation.
It's real deal motivation stuff like that. So I'm just, man, I can talk right now, but this, I can already hear in my head people screaming, me like catch the ball, me going stupid, like me like getting that big touchdown. It's like, I really can't wait for that, man.
I feel that.
You know I'm dancing when I get in there. But that's the best feeling, bro. Like, once you score and you see the crowd, I be dancing. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, I feel you. Nah, but it's taunting penalty, bro. I think that's probably the worst thing in college football and all sports, to be honest, bro. Because, like you say, bro, we football players, bro. We grown men at the end of the day, bro. Mm-hmm. And we just want to express ourselves, bro. Sure. When people just try to make you a robot and you just supposed to get the first down, walk back to the huddle. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. It's third and two. DP didn't got a hard run. You want to let that out, bro. Like, Dior just made a tough catch over the middle. Brandon got woo. They talking about a woo. Like, hey, woo. But Dior just get up and just.
Yeah, we up.
I'm talking about first down.
Like, but that come with, you got to know the refs, too. Like, you got to really build, with the refs. For real. Like, that's big because. You really got a short window. Yeah. Like, if you score and you want to celebrate, you got a short window. You got to do it, or, like, they going to throw the flag. Like, you got to know what you're doing. Like, because if not, then that 15 yards, whatever they choose, is like, that's going to feel me.
That's going to hurt.
Detriment to the team. Like, so, like, you got, like,
three seconds.
Three seconds. You see what I score versus Colorado State? Like, I got 3 seconds in there. Like, all right, bet. Now I know I'm done because I can't really do too much because you don't want to get no flag and we home. Yeah, so you get a little advantage. When we was at Utah State, all I did was put my arms up and the ref, like, come on, you can't do that. I'm like, bro, all I did was put my arms up. Like, what you mean? But, like, it's like certain refs, especially when you away, they not gonna really let you do what you want.
I ain't gonna lie. First touch and I'm scoring in my Hawaii uniform, I'm sneezing. I got to tell you. I'm like, Coach Tammy, hey, when I get this first touch on, because it's been, what, 2-3 years since I scored, yeah. I have to sneeze. So.
I feel you.
Got to.
You were supposed to get in there at UCLA, but.
We
ain't
going to talk about that one. Oh, my God.
I know both of y'all, man. I'm talking about most of the hardest working dudes in the room, bro. And both of y'all started off as walk-ons, bro. Like, what was, like, how did it feel to, like, to start at the low, like, on the bottom of the totem pole, bro? And then climb that, and then climb that way up, bro. I'm talking about. I remember seeing someone on DP Twitter. He was like, when he walked on to Howard, he was like, I went from rookie of the, he said I went from, to walk on to rookie of the year or something like that.
Oh, God, bro. That's how it was for me, like. Because out of high school, I tore my ACL and my LCL. So, it was in the state playoffs.
Dang.
Tore my ACL and LCL. All the college coaches, bro.
It was basically done.
They was cool off me. Yeah. And then my coach that I had, he was telling me, like, yeah, go play D2 or go play sprint football. Mm. And I didn't even know what sprint football was.
What is sprint football? I don't even know what that is.
That's when you, like, weigh in. That's at, like, Cornell, like, Prince, like, it got, little weigh-in leagues. Okay, like, you can weigh in. Like, and I was, like, he wanted me to do that. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so disrespected. Like, me and his relationship really wasn't, me and my high school, like, my senior year, our relationship wasn't really, like, a good one for real. Because I was just there, just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had another coach that, before, his name, Coach Albie, like, we're well-known in Philly. He the reason why I got into Howard. But he left. Like, but he still told me to go there, like, just trust me. Like, I'm going to make sure you get in college. And that's what he did. He asked me if I wanted to go to Howard. Mm-hmm. Like, I was getting ready to go to a D2 school. Like, I was just about to just go to school, the same school my sister went to.
Yeah.
I was just going to go there, like, all right, let's ball. And, like, I'm going to just make it shake. Just make whatever happen. But I was enrolled. Like, I did everything. Like, I was enrolled to the school and all. And he called me, like, you want to go to Howard? And I didn't know what Howard was. He was like, it's D1. You're going to go there. You can walk on. You just got to earn your scholarship yourself. And I was like, all right, bet, cool. Like, I just said yes. I didn't even know what it was or nothing.
Mm.
And I was like, bet. So I got into the school. I thought I was going to be able to walk on in the summer stuff. Mm-hmm. Nah, they made me try out. I had to try out. I went to a tryout, and I was still recovering from my my leg injuries, too. So I had a brace on, like, at the tryout, bro. Like, I had a brace on. I ended up taking it off. Mm-hmm. My knee was hurting, bro. So I just was in there. I made the team. They told me to come, and then I was just – at practice, like, I didn't even, my first year, I redshirted, I didn't even play. Like, they switched my position, like, 4 or 5 times, bro. I was
playing. What'd you come in as?
I came in as a receiver.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I came in, I played receiver in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I started receiver in high school. Like, I was like a hybrid, like, I played running back, too.
Mm-hmm. You played running back. Debo type.
Yeah, like, okay. I played running back my whole life, but in high school, I was really playing receiver. But, and then, yeah, I came in, I was playing receiver. They switched me to running back, and they switched me back to receiver. Mm. They switched me back to running back. But, I mean, it didn't bother me, though, because I just felt like I was the best in the room wherever I was at. You feel me? Like, it didn't matter, because at the end of the day, I just wanted to play. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people come in and just, they feel like they entitled. You know, I didn't. I just felt like I just want to play. And that was the biggest thing for me. And I wasn't even really, I felt like an outsider for real. Like, being a walk-on, I really felt like an outsider. Bro, like, it was crazy, because I ain't had all the stuff everybody else had that was on scholarship, and they was taking it for granted, you know? And I was, and before camp, they told me, like, you're going to play running back. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I play whatever. And I was last on the depth chart. And the whole time in the summer, I was working at Chick-fil-A. Like, I was working at Chick-fil-A at home, just saving my money so I can pay rent out there. I was living like an hour away, hour bus ride away. You feel me? So I was hour bus ride there, hour bus ride back home just to be with the team in the summer. And a lot of dudes was taking their scholarships for granted, but that really just built me to who I am. Like, you know, like, I was sleeping in the bandit rooms. Like, bro, I was just sleeping in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a lot of dudes here. Like, that's why I can connect with a lot of walk-ons, because I live that life. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like, bro, I was finessing to eat. Like, I ain't really had no food, so I was really finessing to eat. Like, one time this girl, she gave me, like, a meal card.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I just went to the printer and printed out multiple of them, so I can have them for the whole summer. And it worked. You feel me? Me and my homie, my best friend, we was staying hours away. Like, we had, like, 6 a.m., 5 a.m. workouts. Mm-hmm. We got to get on the bus 2, 3 in the morning. Damn. You feel me? And we just got back.
Yeah,
we just got back. From last night. We just got back. And I'm on the bus early in the morning, bro, and all pride aside, like, this is really what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's really what I want, you know? And a lot of people was taking what they had for granted. I'm like, I already know I'm taking everybody's spot. You feel me? Yeah. And me and my best friend, bro, we grinding for the same position. Yeah. We both play running back.
I feel that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, shit.
I need it, bro.
I need that. You feel me? I need that. You feel me?
So
it's competition at the end of the day, bro. So that's what all this, that's really all this is. It's really competition. So in camp, I finally make it to camp. I've been grinding all summer. Bro, I need everybody's spot, bro, ASAP. You feel me? And as in camp, I was just making plays on special teams, bro. I was special team bandit. Run down on kickoff, kick return, punt return. That's why I hate, like a lot of players. I talk to a lot of walk-ons. They be feeling so entitled. Like, bro, I ain't getting no carries. I was making tackles on kickoff. Our first game versus Ohio, we played Ohio. You know, they in the MAC. Yeah. Bro, I'm making tackles on kickoff. I'm not even playing running back. And in the whole time in spring, fall camp, I felt like I earned a starting running back job. You feel me? And that's when we had Coach Marion, you know, famous Coach Marion now. But now he just told me, like, bro, the best player is going to play. Like, he told me the best player is going to play. He recruited guys, so of course he was going to try to
put them first.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he recruited those guys. They was freshmen. He recruited those guys. And my first season, I was on the sideline, like I said, bro. Like, and you know, you hear the girls, you on the sideline, you don't play. Like, that was motivation for me, bro.
Feel that, bro.
Like, bro, that was motivation for me, bro. Like, just, oh, you don't play? Oh, we want to go with the recruits. We want to do this. Yep. We want to do that. I was like, all right, bet. That's cool. Like, I was working, bro. Like, every day I was working. Like, even at the practice, I was on the field. Like, before practice, I was on the field, bro. I was the last to leave every day. Like, I'm working with the quarterbacks. Like, I really was grinding every single day because I knew my goal, bro. And that next year, even I was still last on the depth chart, I came in. The first couple games, I didn't even play, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't play.
I'm talking about just on the sideline.
On the sideline, bro. On the sideline, bro. Yeah. But then as soon as I get a chance to get in, we play Kent State. As soon as I get a chance to get in, I catch 400 and rush for 50. Just like that.
And you say you caught for 100.
Caught for 100, bro. Off rip. Caught for 100. Where's Kent State, bro? Caught for 100. Rushed for 50. Oh, yeah. He's that guy. And then the next day, even the next game, I still wasn't playing, bro. Coach Marion wasn't rocking with me, bro. He's still trying to put the freshman in over me, bro. He still was. Like, I still, like when you walk on, like,
You got to keep proving yourself.
You got to prove yourself every day.
Every day.
Like, you got to prove it every single day. And it's like, that's hard, bro. Like, that's mentally draining because you can't make no mistakes. Like, but also, what come with it, though, you really get to play freely because you don't got no expectations. And that's the biggest thing. Like, they don't got no expectation for you. So, I got to play so free. You feel me? So, I didn't have, like, oh, he a five-star recruit. He got to come in. He got to do. No, it wasn't no expectation. So I'm like, bet. Like, I could just really just do what I just backyard football. Like, just ball. You feel me? And that was a thing, too. Like, being where I was at, I got a chance to grow and grow as a running back because I didn't have to go to Alabama and beat Najee Harris the first day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got a chance to really grow as a running back and be coached. You know what I mean? So that was big. And that first season, when I got to play, and I had to prove myself every game. I get to snapping out, bro. And then by the end of the season, I won rookie of the year. You know, I won rookie of the year in the whole conference. It was first team. You know, and then the next year, we finished last. Our team was finishing last, and I still was finishing first. You feel me? And that's how it happened, bro. I was walk on, grinded. Then the COVID year happened. And I'm like, bro, I'm talking to people. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to go big. But a lot of people was like, stay, like, you can break records here and stuff. I'm like, I just gotta prove it to myself. Like, it was more so a me thing. Like, I gotta prove it. Like, I know, like, that's where I'm supposed to be. Like, I always felt that, like, bro, I'm supposed to be at this level and play against ranked teams and show that, you know, and show, like, I was a walk. I'm like, bro, I'm betting on myself again. Portal. Marion was here, and the coaches knew me already. Like, they was already watching my film and stuff. And I come here. Same thing, bro. First game, I wasn't playing, bro. Like, I wasn't playing. I had to prove it all again. It felt like a walk-on all again, bro. Like, we had a running back that was good here. We had running backs that was good here. You feel me? So, I had to implement myself in and prove my worth here again. And that's anywhere you go, you're going to have to prove that. And I knew that. But at the end of the day, I was like, I'm betting on myself. And I proved that again here. Like, same thing. First team at the end of the season. You feel me? So, it's like, it's a process being a walk-on. And then I just... That's why I be like, I'm always rooting for the walk-ons. And a lot of high schools don't tell you, like, bro, bro, you can ask for a walk-on opportunity. You don't got to get a scholarship. And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't know, like, you can go to a school and walk on and get in. You know? Yeah. Like, they don't express that to you. All you hear is just offer. Or go to another school just to get an offer. So I'm like, nah, shit. I'm about to start telling the youngins. That's what I be preaching. Like, bro, do good in school. You can probably get an academic scholarship and walk on at the school that you want, you know?
I'm talking about not even be stressing like that.
Not even be stressing, because I had an academic scholarship coming out of high school. So that was big for me. Like, school was always, everybody like, oh, I hate school, bro. Like, for real. But school come with this, though. Yeah. You feel me? Like, you got to do school in order to play football. Yeah. So that was my walk-on story. I mean, it's a lot of stuff I ain't say, but at the end of the day, it was a process.
Yeah, bro. And one thing I just want to think to speak on, bro, and that's this big, bro, because there's a difference between that arrogance and that confidence and that self-confidence and just knowing your worth, bro. And I feel like a lot of people get that mixed up nowadays, bro. Yeah. People be trying to think like, oh, I'm supposed to be this and I'm supposed to do this, bro. Like, yeah, you're supposed to have that in your head, but you can't just go around and feel entitled to that, bro. Mm-hmm. DP, he said he just had to bring it every day. Like, you don't understand how I'm talking about. Waking up 6 a.m., talking, catching a bus. Like, I feel that, bro. I felt everything you were speaking, bro. And, like, and bro, I'm just trying to tell you, whoever need to hear this, young people, bro, I'm trying to tell you, tune in, bro. Like, it's not all about the offer, bro. Like, you want to be the big man, you want to do all that, bro. I'm trying to tell you, just grind.
Just grind,
because them stars don't matter.
Bro, stars don't matter. For
stars
shit,
don't
bro.
Matter,
I done passed
bro.
A lot of them dudes.
When you buckle that up, bro, I'm trying to tell you, I think I was ranked like the... I was a 2-star recruit coming out of high school. They didn't say nothing. I was like one of the last tackles in AZ. But man, you just gotta bet on yourself, man. Dior, bro. I know your story is crazy,
man. So we gonna start from the beginning of high school, writing in the offers is like walk on story.
Bro, you can start wherever you want to start, bro.
Man, so let's go.
Let's go from high school.
Let's go from high school. So, you know, high school. I got no high school to get no offers and scholarships. Mm-hmm. What's it called? I went to high school. That's pretty shit, bro. Like, you I think did. my junior year we went 1-9, and then my senior year we went 2-8. But with my senior year, only played half the season because the whole stuff with my father and stuff like that, me and him beef and stuff like that. So middle season, he took me off the team.
Oh wow!
But it was crazy. So now I'm stuck. I'm like, bro, I don't know what to do. And it's like, I was talking to Sac State at the time. Mm-hmm. And man, like they wanted me. They was like, yeah, come to this official visit, come to this game visit, like come to all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And since me and my dad, we was beefing all the time. Like the times, like I was supposed to go there, I'm not taking you there.
Oh wow.
No, I'm not taking you there. You want to fight? I'm not taking you there. Or you want to be late because you had team pictures? You had senior team pictures. I'm not taking you to the game. Cuddy, like what? Like, that all right. So it's like, man. So you can only text the coach so many times. Sorry, coach, I can't make it this time. All right, he's gone.
Yeah.
We're gonna find somebody else. Because you got too many problems that you gotta deal with, so I'm not gonna mess you. So I lost Sac State at the time. And really my whole mindset was okay, I'm finna go to Sac State. D1 FCS.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm cool with that.
I'm finna do my Dougie.
So then I lost that. So now I'm in a zone where it's like, bro. What am I going to do after high school?
Yeah.
And then the whole stuff with me leaving California, going to Arkansas, stuff like that. So now I'm really like, yo, I don't know what the hell. I don't even know what my next step going to be outside of high school. Once I graduate, what am I going to do? So luckily, I went to Laney College. The coaches, shout out Coach Rob. Coach Rob, he helped me come back to Laney. And Coach Beam, they helped me come back to Laney. In-state tuition, all the other stuff. So I did my thing on my 2 years there. And now it's like, all right, so we won the national championship 2018.
Yeah.
I'm talking about spring practice. We had coaches from the 20 to the other 20, D1.
Yeah.
D1 coaches for spring practice. Yeah. And I'm going hard, boy. I'm going hard. And, like, I'm talking about every time we finish practice, I'm talking to all these coaches, shaking their hands, getting their cards. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Utah State, Rice. Hawaii.
Yeah.
What else? Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Talking to all these schools. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we like what you're doing. We see you working hard and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, yeah. We just won state. These coaches see how hard I'm working, and obviously it's like, I'm going to get this.
Guaranteed. It's easy. It's bread.
But I still gotta work hard because first of all, I am sleeping in my car. Mm-hmm. I'm working at Wingstop. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not what I just wanted to, like, okay, I arrived because I just got to go. No, bro, no, I got dreams, aspirations to really make it to the NFL type shit. So mm-hmm. that's what really motivates me for me to even go harder. So during the season, all them coaches gone, disappeared. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. The only one that really stuck out was Coach Dre, Andre Allen. Mm-hmm. And plus Jared was here, so I'm like, all right. So I kept bugging. I'm talking about, I was bugging Jared every week. Hey, Jared, what they say about me? They liking me? Yeah, but I'm going to see what's up. And then, so also Coach Dre, he was liking me, stuff like that. And they told me, like, hey, yeah, you're going to have to walk on here, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. My whole thing was like, man, like, I didn't want to walk on. Like, I wanted that feeling, like, to take a physical visit. I want that feeling to have that, because, like, never had that feeling. Because, man, it'd be times where, like, certain times where I used to hate going to Twitter. Cause all I see, blessed see this O, or blessed receive this O, blessed receive this visit. And you sitting on your phone, like, sick, like, what?
I'm better than him.
I cooked this dude in high school. Yeah. But he got an O. I was like, man. Crazy. So that, I'm going to lie, for me, that was really motivation. Like, man, like, mm-hmm. I want that feeling of just have this mm-hmm. going on a trip. Somebody pay for my trip, stuff like that. So for then they would say, hey, well, you can walk on, you can earn a scholarship in the spring and see what it is. So I'm like, man, this is my only opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it. I asked my mom, I said, mom, like, what are we going to do type stuff? Because mm-hmm. my whole thing is, like, the money situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't come from a lot of money. My mama worked for all the money she got, and like, and I hate asking people for money type mm-hmm. stuff. Like, if I ask for money, like, I'm gonna feel uneasy. I won't feel like a man.
I feel that.
So that was the whole thing. It was like, so how much is it like to for like loan stuff like that? Oh, it's like $11,000 for tuition. My mom was like, oh, but that's not that bad. You going? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. So we made the decision to come out here. So then, come out here, man. Rolo gone.
Oh. I
land on the island. Yeah. Rolo's going to Wazoo. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So now I'm calling my coach. I'm like, Coach Bean, you got to help me out. Because I don't know what I'm going to do. Because first of all, I have no money. I don't know who the next coach going to be.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? So that's when Coach Bean was like, hey, James Madison, they was interested in you. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So I was finna leave. And it's like, regroup, see what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like something in me. And my mom told me, like, man, stuck it out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Jared here. Everybody see you working. Because when I first came, but Cole, Jeremiah, and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Justin?
Yeah, Justin Wano, yeah.
So they see me work out. They was like, bro, you're going to get that scholarship, bro. Like, mm-hmm. seeing how you work, like, seeing, like, who you are type stuff. Like, bro, mm-hmm. you're going to get the scholarship. So that's what really motivated me to, like, really stay here and was crazy when we got all the coaching staff, stuff like that. Fall camp was the worst times for me because really, like, you get no reps at all. And the reps you have, you got to maximize your reps. You might get, 10 reps
in a day.
The whole practice. You better take advantage of them.
What?
Like, no drop passes, no missed routes, no missed assignments. Because as a recruit, once you get offered, you can – like, I've seen people go to sleep in meetings. Mm-hmm. I see people really miss assignments. And, like, bro, I'm looking at you like, yo, you don't want this as bad as I want this. Bro, I cried for this. I slept in my car for this. Like, bro, like, my pride was broken just to be where I'm at.
Yeah.
And y'all taking this for granted. So it's like, all right, bet. So I'm going to keep working. I'm going to understand these plays. I'm going to learn these plays. So when they ask me, I know off rip. When they tell me what to do, I know off rip. And also, man, like, special teams was, like, a big thing for me. That's how I got my scholarship. Mm-hmm. I don't think what walk-ons, what everybody understand, bro, special teams is going to get you on the field.
Yeah.
And I think we all take that for granted. He's like, oh, that's special teams. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. No, bro. Like, that's how I got my scholarship the COVID year. Mm-hmm. But I was second string punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was back. I was off returner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did the whole COVID year. Mm-hmm. And I elevated to first string punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
Got my scholarship and stuff like that. And, like, really, really receiving, like, really having Coach Graham come up to me, it's like, yes, we're going to give you a scholarship.
I feel that.
Man, that was, like, so much weight was lifted off my shoulders. Like, that's all the hard work from ever since I was a little kid.
I feel that. Yeah.
Man, like,
What was that conversation like when you finally get to call your moms?
What?
Like, Mom Dukes, we did it. Like,
no,
you ain't got to cancel that loan type
shit. What? Like, man, like, I called my mom, bro. We really cried, bro, because, like, bro, like, it was crazy part. Like, I didn't live with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But like she understood what I was going through, and she understood like them 2 years I was in back at Cali, and she was there for me the whole point of the way. Like for me, really call it like, look, you don't gotta worry about me because I got the scholarship.
Yeah,
man, that just brought really tears in my heart because she felt so proud of me. Like really, just having someone feel proud of yourself, like all the hard work, all the humiliation, because like I remember back in high school. Kids, you like everybody was like, "Hey, bro, you suck. You ain't gonna go. Like, you ain't finna go D1. Like, you ain't finna do this football stuff." And like, everybody getting these O's off, like around me. I'm like, bro, like, it's not like I'm gonna lie. It low key like test my mental a little bit.
For surely, bro.
Like, man, like, am I really for this? Nah, fuck this. I'm for this, bro. I'm the best on the field. So like, I gotta prove myself every time.
Every time.
You know, so my walk on story, like everybody's seen it, but like, I don't think nobody really seen. The backstory. Everybody seen what's happened on camera, and that's they only show a surface of what happened to me. To be honest, bro. So yeah, I'm really grateful, bro. Just having this Skyly, like, man, because I remember when I first came. I remember all my boys eating Ruth Chris, eating steaks, stuff like that, making steaks.
Yeah,
bro, I gotta go to McDonald's or Popeye and stuff like that. And once again, Jared was like, "Hey, bro, you good? Like, I got you." No, bro. Like, some names, like, no, like, I gotta work for this. Like, like, I don't want what y'all got right now. So I'm gonna stick to this eating this Popeye, stick to eating this McDonald's, because I need to learn how to grow. I need to learn how this feels, so I can never come back here again.
Amen.
Hey, shout out to Jared though. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Shout out, man.
Bro.
Shout out, my brother Jared.
Yeah,
bro.
He just had a birthday. You know, shout out my boy 2-3, man.
Bro, he really
just
solid.
Turned 2-3. Or you 24?
Yeah, no, 2-3.
We just turned 2-3, turn 2. 2-3, turn 2-3, man.
Jared is solid. Me and Jared, we was in JUCO together
That. I'm already knowing, bro.
And it was crazy. Like, me and Jared, we was cool, but I couldn't really hang out with Jared just because, like, I had to work right after practice. Like, all right, I'll see y'all later. I got work from 8 to 12.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But, like the little times I did get to hang out with him, down to earth, dude, he's still the same.
Down to earth,
yeah,
bro.
Love, bro.
Nah, for real. Because when I first met Jared, bro, we was outside, bro. And I'm like, bro, this dude is goofy, bro. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this dude is goofy. But then I'm like, bro, let me turn this film on. I say, oh, my God. This boy tough, cuz. What? 1,000 yards, bro.
But,
1,000, bro.
I'm talking about right when he got here. First touchdown.
Like that, bro.
First touchdown.
Like that,
back,
bro. Right. I say, oh, my God. But then even made him better with just, like, the person he was.
Oh,
you
bro,
feel me?
Was,
like, bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. If Jared ever asked me for anything in life, bro, I promise you I'm going to say yes. Like, that's like, bro, on every, like, anything, bro, like, whether it's now, 10 years, 20, bro, anything is going to be yes, bro.
Yes, bro.
Like, for real.
Because what he did for me, especially, is like, bro, you have my eternal greatness, bro. Like, like, I'm going to lie, like, Jared, he going to push you to be, like, a better man.
Yeah,
like, he's going to make you feel uncomfortable, but you're going to need that. And, like, he's always going to be by your side. He's never going to be like, oh, you weird, bro. I ain't gonna mess with you and stuff like that. He's always gonna see what he can do to make you better. That's what I really appreciate about Jared.
For sure, bro. You know, all the times, you know, I be huffing and puffing. I'm tired. Jared, like, come on, Mike. You got this, bro. We need you to lead the way, bro. And I'm just like, bro, like 2-3, bro, been solid, bro. I'm talking about ever since he got here, bro.
Been solid,
bro. But I know we finna get up out of here, man. But we gotta at least talk about the little honeys at least a little one time, bro. So if you get on, bro, I'm talking about if you get on,
and you got a celebrity crush right now. It's your time to shoot back, bro.
Time to shoot right now.
It's your celebrity crush.
Whoa, babe, before we end this.
What's up,
bro? The chick from Euphoria.
Which one?
Rue's sister?
You talking about
Stormy Reed?
Oh, Stormy Reed.
Bro, she followed me on Instagram.
A word.
But I didn't want to believe it. So one day I seen like Stormy Reed. I'm like, Stormy Reed. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, yo, this chick look familiar. So look, it's like a fan page. I'm like, wow, it ain't the real page.
Yeah.
I clicked on her page. It said follow back. I said she followed me, Cuddy. Follow, Izzy, shoot shot. Hey, you look beautiful as hell. Like, hey, I see you. Like, I want your stuff.
Hey, bro, I done see you with that blue checker, dude. Hey, bro, run. Hey, bro. Bro, all my homies, bro, blue checks, bro. Like, when I see their DMs, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my
like, the
God.
Blue check. Like, it's, like, bro, like, I ain't gonna say too much. But, look, I ain't gonna say nothing too much. You feel me? You already know, but,
it's,
you mean,
it's
like,
crazy,
it's
bro.
Crazy, bro. Like, that blue check, bro, that, it'll.
Cause when you talk to me, like when
you,
I don't know,
like, you
when
know?
You talk to girls, they like,
yeah,
they like, oh, I get it, but it is. I'm like Instagram. Mm-hmm. Oh, blue check. Instant follow. Like,
I'd be like that, bro. Just even looking at my gram, like, look at my gram, like, oh my God, like, they be like, who you follow or whatever, like, you play sports or whatever. Like, a lot of people care about that stuff. Like, I don't know, like, I never really cared about it, you know, but that's just how people perceive people, like, off of Instagram now, so.
I don't know why, bro.
It get real on the gram, for sure. But no, like, my Instagram crush or, like, my celebrity crush, I ain't gonna lie, since I was a kid, though, it was always Lauren Linda, RIP to Nip, like, no disrespect and no nothing like that, for sure, but. I mean, that was always my crush growing up. I mean, I wasn't really pursued or like disrespect or nothing like that, you know. But that was just what it was growing up. Or like Coy.
Bro, I you know what's crazy? I was thinking Coy Leroy too. I'm like,
Coy Leroy?
Bro, what? I ain't gonna lie.
She hard.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first seen her, I'm like, bro, this little too big.
Bro. Yeah.
But then like she grew on me, cutting. I'm like,
yeah, she grew on me for sure.
And be moving back here.
She like that.
But I don't got a little crush, to be honest. I really don't be paying attention.
Nah, but I wouldn't, like, it's nobody I really, like, pursue. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I do make it, it's not, like, somebody I'm going to pursue. I don't really, because you don't really know these people for real, bro. That's just, like, you know, it's, like, entertainment, you know? So, it's, like, you never really know how people really be for real. And I experienced that, like, just meeting so many different people. Like, you know, I played with Cam Newton's little brother's name. You know, Kalen Newton. Mm-hmm. So, I done met Cam, you know. I done been to his house, late crib, and it had me over, seen his cars, all type of stuff. Like, y'all see his persona on, like, on Instagram and stuff like that, but he really a down-to-earth person.
Down to earth, bro.
You feel me? Like, a lot of people be like that. Like, I was on set to, like, Netflix shows. Like, I done did a lot of stuff, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, just knowing people.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm not gonna lie, they better than me, bro. Cause when I get on, I'm not finna hold you. I'm gonna keep it funky. I'm gonna keep it funky. I'm not gonna lie.
You gonna shoot, boy.
I know my boy Carl Anthony Towns. He got it locked down right now. But Jordan Woods.
Oh yeah.
Trying to tell you, I need that if I get on. I need, cause she tall too, boy. Like, I'm saying, like, she like 5'10". That's a D1 baby off the rim. I need that, bro. I'm trying to tell you, Big Mike takes the mic and Jordan Woods, boy. That sound. Yeah, I'm talking about Jordan Vanderpool. That sounds smooth.
I ain't gonna see hard. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm on a tip right now. It's like, bro, I don't even want to shoot at shots no more. Really, I just want to just. If you want to come to me, bro, you can hit me or you can shoot me. I'm tired of you trying to shoot your shot. Like, Jimmy, shoot your shot. Like, what's good?
Yeah.
Oh, he thirsty. Or, oh, like, oh, I got this shot. I got a screenshot. Like, bro, you want to talk to me? You know, my stuff.
Like, my biggest thing is this, though. Like, like, everybody always be like, if he invite me over, he automatically just want to smash or something. No. Like, everybody don't be on that type time. For sure. But a lot of girls be like, why he don't want to take me on a date? You know, sometimes, like,
I don't want to be out. Sometimes I'm tired.
Everybody ain't trying to be outside, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Everybody ain't trying to be outside. But the biggest thing for me is, though, like, whenever I meet a girl, try to talk to a girl, like, I just try to make her feel as most comfortable.
Yeah, that's her feeling.
Just make her comfortable. Like, whatever's comfortable for her, I'm going to do. Like, even if I don't want to go out, if that's most comfortable to her, then we'll do that. But if you comfortable to come over and just chill and just vibe out, like, so that's cool too.
To be honest, like, I'm not even trying to touch the first time we meet. We link up.
I don't even know you.
I ain't trying to put my arm up. I'm trying to see where your head's at. Mm-hmm. I know my head's at. Like, you cool, but I know my morals, bro. I'm not finna. Hey, let's go to bed right now. Get naked, bust it down. But that's just weird.
That is weird.
That's weird time.
I for sure feel you on that, because I feel like a lot of girls, they be trying to. They try to set it up weird. They'd be like, he was a weirdo. Like, he did this, he did that, bro. I be vibing, bro. I'm not from the
But I see where they coming from, though, because, like, it's hard being a girl, though.
Oh, no, for sure, yeah, bro.
Like,
for
I got, like, nieces, like, sisters, and mom. Like, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard being a woman, so I understand, like, where they coming from, but it really is hard to tell, like, genuine people from the fakes.
Yeah. I for sure feel that, because, you know, I was raised by all women, so.
Me too. And it's like, social media done changed this whole scene.
Changed
the whole
game.
You know what I'm saying? It done changed everything. So you really don't know who. You might DM her and
She coming. It ain't her. Hey, real, 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 bro. You might DM it. It ain't her no more,
you,
bro.
Yeah. You texting Danielle, Enrique come through.
You feel me, bro? Yeah. We gotta be careful, bro. Like I'd rather meet people in person. Like I'm a shooter, bro. In person, like I'm pulling up. If you know me, you
what?
Know.
I know, like Tampa was going stupid. You know. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie.
You can't put that in there, bro.
I gotta cut that.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. I think that's. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I think that's something me and DP really got close. Me and DP, we was close because, like, the whole house stuff like that. Yeah. But I think once we took that boy trip to Tampa and, like, for his birthday, oh my God, like, we knew each other deeper type stuff. Yeah. And, like, it was just like.
We really solidified that, like, this is my right hand man, for real, we really solidified that, like, we still taking trips, about to take one, spring break, we're going to Pacific Beach on my birthday, like, no, but like Pacific Beach, you know.
They're gonna be on the screen, ladies. You know, make sure they're gonna be outside.
Outside activities, but no, like real deal. I think for us, it's kind of funny because, like, everybody, like, when everybody said, oh, that's my brother and stuff like that, oh, we got out the mud, like, we've been through dirt, stuff like that. Nah, like, bro, we was enjoying life.
Yeah.
Like, all right, like, I know how y'all see you down, but how you up, which how you going to be like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, we had that deep conversation where we knew about each other's, like, family life and stuff like that. Yeah. That made us even, like, okay, yeah, bro. Like, even though we know each other for like a short amount of time, I'm rocking with him to the day I die. Like he's real deal. Like one of my, I'm treating him as like my day one blood brother.
I'm saying he's gonna be someone in your best man party type shit. Like someone gonna be on your
wedding. For sure.
Like that's love, bro. Cause I don't know. I made a lot of deep connections like this on this team, bro. And it's really different, bro. Cause on a lot of other teams, like it'd be like offense, defense. You feel me? Everybody be segregated, bro.
Yeah,
bro. In Hawaii, bro, it's really just like everybody really vibe with everybody, bro. Yeah. Fans, like I used to, my old roommate, bro. I had a D lineman for a roommate, and for an old lineman to be with a D lineman, they'd be like, bro, but y'all go against each other in practice every day. I'm like, bro, okay, that's the practice field, bro. But that's still my brother at the end of the day.
Like people don't understand, though. Like we fight, bro. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like we had grown men conversations. But at the end of the day, bro, like. We brothers and brothers fight, you know? And then we come back together after, like, nothing happened, bro. That's just how we is. So, being with defensive guys, we only had defensive guy at our crib, bro.
Yeah, so, we
talk to him. He just by himself. We talk to him at the practice. We talk crazy. We talk crazy to him, bro. We talking crazy. And he by himself, like, you know? But them connections, that's really how I really be built like that, you know? And that's good that you was with a defensive player because then you get to see both sides and you really get to see how defensive people act because a lot of defensive players act different, bro.
D line probably the funniest group on the
field. For real, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. D line will probably have you the weakest, bro. Like, oh my goodness, bro.
We gotta get some mic'd up in games, bro. Cause in game be a lot of people don't get to hear that, but in game it really be funny too.
Be funny, man.
I might have to, you know, might see it soon, you know, on a big mic channel, man.
Nah, you never know. Yeah, get it mic'd up.
I don't know if we can be mic'd up in the trenches. The mic might break, but. You know, bodies be moving over there.
Give us one.
I might have one of these two. You feel me, DP? Watch out.
I be talking to y'all too. Yeah. All game. I really be talking. I really be saying jokes and shit too. Like in the game, like I'm talking to the quarterback and shit. We talking to Chev and shit when he was playing.
Yeah.
And I really want to shout out my mom though. Like for real. Like I really want to give my mom a flowers. Like I can't wait to just take care of my mom, bro. Cause I really wouldn't be here without her. Like for real. Like we really come from that, like, in Philly, like, really come from that, bro. And my sister, you know, we really come from that, bro. And my big brother, like, he the reason why I'm here, like, for real, because my big brother, he died in 2017. He got shot, bro. He got murdered in Philly. So, you know, he really turned me up, bro. Like, he turned my whole motivation up. Like, everything I do, like, as soon as I wake up, my mom, my brother on my mind, bro. Like, even when I go on vacation, bro, like, everybody take vacations, but, bro, I work out on vacation. Like, when I'm with my mom and my sister, like, bro, I go in the bathroom, like, I work out on vacation. Like, for real, bro. So, like, just, like, what I go through, like, there's still no heat in my crib at home, bro. Like, for real, bro. Yeah. Like, it's really no heat at the crib. Like, we really, God use heaters, like, portable heaters and open the oven sometimes. Like, bro, that's really how I'm living, like, for real, in real life.
Yeah.
Feel me? So, that's really, like, my motivation every day because everybody ain't living how I'm living. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I remember in college, right, it was winter time, and I had you know, you got heat in the dorms. Like, yeah. I was still living in the dorms, but I'd turn the heat off and open my window so I can be cold, like, how my mom was. Feel me? Like, I'd be, like, open the window and be cold.
Just never forget that.
Just so, like, she home cold, like, we cold together type shit. You feel me?
No, yeah. So, like, shout out to my mommy, man. She, man, she really is my superhero, bro. Yeah. It's like, I ain't gonna say all the stuff she's been through right now, mm-hmm. but, bro, like, just, like, hearing her story with, like, what she's still going through and what she's been through, bro, that low-key break my heart, because right now, like, I feel like I can't do nothing right now, but...
Yeah.
Really, I just want to get my mom the world, to be mm-hmm. honest. Like, I told my mom, I'm trying to give you a trip to Dubai before yeah, mm-hmm. it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. Like she's been through so much stuff like that. Like, we all been through so much. And also, mm-hmm. shout out to my younger siblings and then the one in the grave, Jacob. Like, people really don't know that because I don't know talk yeah. about that much. Mm-hmm. My little boy Jacob, he died from SIDS. Mm. Sudden infant death syndrome stuff like that, like, when I was, like, 8.
Dang.
And, like, I really don't talk about that a lot yeah. just because, like, I don't want people feeling sorry for me, but, like, really, yeah. that's really my motivation because, mm-hmm. you know, the crazy part is, like, seeing my mom really break down in front of me multiple times
yeah.
really hurt me because yeah. it's like, man, like I'm doing all this stuff mm-hmm. for my mama. Even though yeah. she tell me, don't do it for me, do it for yourself and remember some of me. Mm-hmm. But I had to do it for her because I remember, like, we was on the way, like, coming back to Hawaii type stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, she had the money for a toll, but, mm-hmm. niggas, like, she had to put change in. Mm-hmm. And the change she was working. Mm-hmm. So, she's tripping out her mind because, mm-hmm. niggas, like, she got no change. So, she gonna have to get a ticket mm-hmm. from the toll place out like that. So, seeing my mom mm-hmm. really, like, break down mm-hmm. in front of me, mm-hmm. like, that low-key Thanks, hurt bro. Me.
For surely, bro. Me too. Like, those things, like, those moments, those stick with you, bro. Like,
what?
I don't know, like, just being those times where... I'm talking about there ain't not that much food in the refrigerator, and yeah, it's either your mom eat or y'all eat. You feel me? It's either the kids eat or my mom eat. And there were so many nights when my mom went home, went to bed starving, bro. I went to bed starving. Like, she talking about, I'm thinking my mom mad at me. She talking about, go to sleep. I'm like, mama, why I gotta go to sleep? Because if you go to sleep, you won't be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Real spill, bro. And, like, I don't know, bro. Like... And I'm a mama's boy. I'm already known, bro. Mama boy to the grave, bro. It's just when you and your mom go through so much, bro. Mm-hmm, just bro. Go through so many tragic experiences, bro.
That's crazy. You know what's crazy as hell? Like, I didn't even, like, for the majority of my life, I didn't even live with my mom.
Really?
From the time up from the age of 5 to 18, I was with Jarvis, my biological father. Yeah. Like the system took... Yeah. Took me with my mom, which is like you never
yeah.
hear that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's always the other way around.
Yeah.
So like some other stuff happened, like the system really took me away from my mom. So like I talk to my mom through the phone.
Yeah.
Like even sometimes like my phone get taken away just target for me not to talk to my mom.
Wow.
So like the times I did see my mom, oh mm-hmm. my god, it was love. Yeah, it's the love and stuff like that, just because our time was so limited with each other and stuff like that. So, like, now, like, every time, like, every little chance I get, I'm going straight to my mom.
Sure.
Even, like, if a girl, like, she trying to go, like, have a vacation, have, like, a little vacation. Nah, bro, I'm going to go to my mama, bro.
I see my mom, boots, bro. Man, I'm my mom's so solid, bro. Like, I remember, like, just young, and she just always just tell me, like, just be yourself. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing that I put it on one of my posts. I was like, the best decision I ever made was to be myself. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because where I come up from, everybody want to be, like, somebody else,
yeah.
you know, and all we see is you say, all right, you can't play football, then shit, you gonna be on the block.
Yeah.
You feel me? And the biggest thing, like a quote I saw him was like, he said, everybody, all the role models in my hood that I looked up to either sold dope,
mm-hmm.
went to jail,
mm-hmm.
or did.
Yeah.
And that's really how it go.
Yeah.
Like where I'm from, for real. Mm-hmm. Like I seen a dude, like crazy story, like off topic, crazy story. I'm coming mm-hmm. my house, I see the cops. On one end of the block, I see a dude on one end of the block, and all the mm-hmm. cops, they know the trappers in my hood. Yeah. Like, they know mm-hmm. the trapper, so he got like an 8-ball of coke on him.
Mm-hmm.
He swallow it, mm-hmm. and the cops still come searching, right? And then I see him, as soon as they leave, like, of course, they ain't getting mm-hmm. nothing because
yeah.
he swallowed it.
Yeah.
Like, and then the next thing you know, he putting his fingers down his throat to throw it up,
because
it was in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's just normal. Like,
yeah.
that's just stuff that you see. All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it becomes so normal to you, it becomes your reality. You mm-hmm. feel me? So yeah. a lot of people be products of the environment all the time in my hood. So that was just crazy that I really used to have the whole hood playing sports. Like we used to, I used to have everybody outside playing football, baseball. I used to take people to the park with me. I used to bring them to come play basketball with me. But you can't bring everybody with you. For you feel me? But as long as I impacted somebody, that's all that matters. Person, you know, like as long as I got one person, I'm good, bro. With that, I'm cool with that.
Cause before we get up out of here, bro, I just want to hear this last question, bro. What's the best piece of advice that you ever heard in your life?
Best piece of advice I ever heard.
Best piece of advice, man. Cause I just want to give something to the young G's, you know, young people who are striving. Cause y'all done dropped so many gems today. It's just one more for the road, bro. One more for the road, man. I jump it off. One thing, I think the best advice that I have ever heard, man, is just stay 10 toes down, bro. Regardless of whatever you're gonna do, bro. Cause if you stay in them 10 toes, bro, like. Yeah, no matter how many times you knock down, bro, you're going to get back up, bro. Because if you don't stand for nothing, bro, if you don't stand for nothing, you're going to fall for everything. Mm-hmm, because that, like, there's so many distractions in this D1 world, just in the world in general, bro. Because you got the girls, you got people trying to take advantage of you. You got your own mental battle you're trying to fight, bro. And it's so hard every day when you hit that alarm. When you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, every day, you just be like, you got to put your feet on the ground and just be like, bro. I wake up on these 10 toes every morning. I'm going to go to sleep on these 10 toes, bro. And just stay solid, bro. Because if you don't, you got to stand for something. Yeah. If you don't stand for nothing, stand for something, you're going to fall to everything, bro.
No, never. Like, I said, like, to be myself. But another thing somebody told me was, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
Feel me? And that always stuck with me. That piece of advice is just everywhere I go, introduce myself. Like, you see that, like, the Netflix, like, I mean, YouTube where Joe Burrow always introduce himself.
Yeah.
Like, just stuff like that. Just don't assume people know who you is. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So, you always got to go introduce yourself. Like, you always got to put that pride aside. Like, how you doing? My name is Dedrick Parson. It's nice to meet you. Introducing myself. Mm-hmm. I see what you got going on. No matter who it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just building those connections is just knowing people, bro. Like, that's how I got to where I am, by just who I know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, people get jobs and stuff off of who they know.
Yeah.
Like, if you know... Like, just like coaching, you see, it's who you know, you feel me? Who Timmy Chang hired? Who he know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What he know? Like, he not just going to go off of somebody like, all right, his resume look good, okay? His resume look good, but I know him.
Yeah.
So he going to come with
me. He coming with me, you know what I mean? So that's a big thing, like, if you young, make connections with coaches, make connections with teachers, people. You never know who and who know who, you know what I'm saying?
Don't ever have your pride. Don't ever have your pride to the side, bro.
Like, right, bro. Introduce yourself, bro. That's cool. Like, it's cool to introduce yourself to people that don't know you. Don't assume everybody know who you is. Even if you 5-star, 4-star, whatever. Like, just not even just to walk on. Like, just introduce yourself, man. That's cool. Like, that's fine.
But you ain't fanboying.
Right, bro. Just introducing yourself, bro. Make them connections, man.
Man, you know, it's funny. Like, I get this question asked so many times on Instagram.
Really?
What's your advice on how to stay strong? What's your advice? I'm like, bro, you know it's crazy. Like when I first started seeing this, I'm like, bro, I have no tips. I have no motivation. Cause I'm like 10 toes down. I'm just living. I'm just going. I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I can't really think about what's going on because that's gonna overwhelm myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, I'm straight going. But my mom told me like, you can't set it to everybody because you're different from everybody type stuff. So like, really, like, what do you think? Oh, my motivation, like little stuff like that, motivation. But I think for me, right now, my main thing is, whenever you meet somebody, they're either gonna be a blessing or a lesson taught.
That's a cold one. I'm not gonna lie, that's a bar.
So what they gonna be? No, it's a bar. It's a bar.
That's a bar.
So like, you gonna meet somebody, so either they're gonna be like a blessing in your life, or you gonna, you think it's like a lesson. Okay, I learned this lesson. That's gonna make me a better man. Type stuff. Like that. I think that's really my piece of advice is. Who you gonna be? You gonna be a blessing, or you gonna be a lesson taught?
I feel you, bro. But a lot of people need them lessons, bro. Don't be afraid of them lessons.
No,
bro,
yeah.
That failure gonna make you, bro. And one thing I just wanna say, DP has said, bro, is just like when you go introduce yourself, bro. Like it's okay to not be that guy, bro. It's okay to be. You feel me? Everybody can't be Michael Jordan. Everybody can't be LeBron, bro. LeBron got his support system. He got his guys around him, bro. Just make sure you got that good core group, solid group around you, bro. You feel me? You are who the people you hang out with, man.
Facts, bro. And that's what's crazy. It's crazy you say that, bro, because, like, a lot of, like, kids and stuff, like, a lot of people DM me, like, bro, like, I love what you're doing, and a lot of people DM me, ask me for advice, you know? And I tell everybody, like, bro, everybody can't be the guy. Yeah. Like, even with kids growing up, like, when you grow up, when you play Little League, it's always that one person that's good. Yeah. And everybody else just okay. Average. You know what I mean? And everybody got to learn to play their role, bro. Yeah. And that's what football is. Like, you got to learn to play your role. Yeah. And then you can translate that to real life. Because wherever you go work in a corporation or you're a businessman or whatever, you got to learn to play your role. And you're going to expect people to play their role. Facts. You feel me? Facts. So I think that's the big another big thing is just, like, learn to play your role, bro. It's fine. You can't be – everybody can't be LeBron.
Everybody can.
Everybody can have that leadership.
You know what I'm saying? But you can still win a chip.
Hey, you can win a chip. Hey, everybody. Hey, it'll say it'll say average points on the side of the ring. It say NBA champion. It say championship.
Like, bro, like, listen. Your role could be special teams. You see Devin Hester, bro. Like, your role could just be people go to the NFL just from special teams. Like, they never play it downs, bro.
I'm talking about Matthew Slater, you know.
Never play it down. Never play it down, bro. Kickoff. Kick return. Punt return. And be captains of their team and make a lot of money doing that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, have that leadership mentality. Like, everybody can have the leadership mentality. Yeah. And not everybody don't have to be a leader.
Right, bro. That's the thing, too, now. Like, everybody want to be a leader, bro. Everybody's not built to be a leader, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? If it's too many voices, it's too many leaders. That's too much. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Kitchen, it's too much, bro. Yeah. Like, it's a certain amount of dudes that's built to be leaders that guys look up to. Mm-hmm. And if you never did nothing, bro, and nobody not gonna respect
that. Nobody is.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody not gonna respect that. If you ain't practicing what you're preaching, then nobody ain't gonna respect that, bro.
For sure, bro. Man, so, I just wanna say, bro, I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for sitting down, dropping these gems, bro, dropping this knowledge with us, bro. Cause, man, this was one of the greatest conversations, one of the best podcasts I had done to the date. But, you know, it's only the second one. But, you know, it's going to get better with time, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I love y'all, bro. These is my brothers, man. I promise you. These,
real
these
deal. This ain't fake. Hey, this bro, ain't this all like, these brothers. No, this is real deal, this is brother.
My brother, man. Like, real, I go to war for both of these guys, man. I'm talking about regardless. I'm talking about he need anything. He can call me. Mike, I need to bury a dead body.
Be like that.
For real, bro.
I'm actually having, like, bro, what you doing? Bro, come on. Good, but, like, sure, I got you, though.
For sure, man. Make sure y'all tap in on YouTube. Thank y'all for watching, supporting so much. Make sure you go tap in on believe.com. And also, this podcast is available everywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure you rate us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify as well, man. Yeah. But we out, man. Thank y'all for taking the mic with me today, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it.
That was love, bro. That shit was fucking a banger, man. That was a motherfucking banger.